ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 26 टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। शस्यान् वराहान् महिषान् गवयान् रुरुशल्यकान् मेध्याननांश्च विविधान् विनिघ्नं श्रममध्यगात् शशान् वराहान् महिषान् गवयान् रुरुशल्यकान् मेध्याननांश्च विविधान् विनिघ्नं श्रममध्यगात्। சத்யா கிஷோர். Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. In this way, King Puranjana killed many animals, including rabbits, boars, buffalo, bison, black deer, porcupine, and other game animals. After killing and killing, the king became very tired. Please repeat. In this way, King Puranjana killed many animals, including rabbits, boars, buffalo, bison, black deer, porcupine, and other game animals. After killing and killing, the king became very tired. Purport. A person in the mode of ignorance commits many sinful activities. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains that a man becomes sinful out of ignorance only. The resultant effect of sinful life is suffering. Those who are not in knowledge, who commit violations of the standard laws, are subject to be punished under criminal laws. Similarly, the laws of nature are very stringent. If a child touches fire, without knowing the effect, he must be burned, even though he is only a child. If a child violates the laws of nature, there is no compassion. Only through ignorance does a person violate the laws of nature, and when he comes to knowledge, he does not commit any more sinful acts. The king became tired after killing so many animals. When a man comes in contact with a saintly person, he becomes aware of the stringent laws of nature and thus becomes a religious person. Irreligious persons are like animals. But in this Krishna conscious movement, such persons can come to a sense of understanding things and abandon the four principles of prohibited activities, namely illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. This is the beginning of religious life. Those who are so-called religious and indulge in these four principles of prohibited activities are pseudo-religionists. Religious life and sinful activity cannot parallel one another. If one is serious in accepting a religious life at the path of salvation, he must adhere to the four basic rules and regulations. However sinful a man may be, if he receives knowledge from the proper spiritual master and repents his past activities in his sinful life and stops them, he immediately becomes eligible to return home, back to Godhead. This is made possible just by following rules and regulations given by the Shastra and following the bona fide spiritual master. At present, the whole world is on the verge of retiring from blind materialistic civilization, which may be likened to hunting animals in the forest. People should take advantage of this Krishna conscious movement and live their troublesome life of killing. It is said that the killers of animals should neither live nor die. If they live to kill animals and enjoy women, life is not very prosperous. And as soon as the killer dies, he enters the cycle of birth and death in lower species of life. That is also not desirable. The conclusion is that killer should retire from killing business and take to this Krishna consciousness movement to make life perfect. A confused, frustrated man cannot get relief by committing suicide, because suicide will simply lead him to take birth as a ghost, unable to attain gross material body. Therefore, perfect course is to retire together from sinful activities and take up Krishna consciousness. In this way, one can become completely perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Svapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Narada Muni is explaining Kring Prachin Barisat. Where Prachin Barisat was making arrangements for a large scale animal sacrifice, not animal slaughter, animal sacrifice, or as a Kshatriya, hunting in the forest. When the forest is full of ferocious animals, which may sometimes come to the countryside and attack civilians also. We read in the newspapers some places are bordering a forest, and then generally the ferocious animals, they don't come to human inhabitation. Hamlet. What is Hamlet? Hamlet. Whenever you hear new words, you write down and go back and look in the dictionary. That's how you increase your vocabulary. Hamlet means village. Just remembering, Shakespeare has written a novel called Hamlet, village. So sometimes these animals come, they say, generally they are afraid of human beings, but somehow it happens to eat a human being, and the human flesh is so tasty. And then it keeps coming again and again, like addiction. A tiger or a lion, which has once tasted human flesh and wants to come back to the village again and kill somebody and drag him, take him away to eat. Otherwise, generally they are afraid. So the Kshatriyas, they are allowed to hunt when there is unnecessary disturbance from ferocious animals in the forest. Because Kshatriya, at the same time, he can show his valor, his fighting spirit, and also get rid of the disturbing ferocious animals. And another reason why a Kshatriya, he kills certain authorized animals, ferocious, so that he can be in shape, fit shape. You know, like why do people go for training firing guns? Because when there is a war and when there are enemies, you cannot start learning, you know, in the war, missing your bullets. So you have to try on something, so training. You know? So similarly, in the olden times, the Kshatriyas, not like coward, timid leaders of the Kali Yuga, but they have to stand affront, they have to stand in the front and fight, and the soldiers will follow them. So they have to be very adventurous. So that's why they want to go and fight with tigers and lions, so that they will learn, you know, emergency, how to deal in an emergency. So this King Puranjan, he went on a shikar, hunting spree, and he was killing unnecessarily, which is not recommended. So, for anything, there is what is called permission. If you want to take food, you don't have to take permission from anybody. But if you want to eat abominable food, or if you have some habits, like if you marry and have a meaningful relation with your wife, you don't have to take permission from anybody. But prostitution, and there is restriction that without marrying, you try to have some interest in another woman, that is considered punishable. So similarly, eating meat. Eating meat, only occasionally Kshatriyas can do it. Actually, they don't eat, they kill for keeping their fitness. So others, they should not kill, except Kshatriyas, because they are not supposed to play the role of Kshatriyas. In the Varnasrama Dharma, according to your nature, you have to act. So Kshatriya is allowed to kill, and no other person should kill. If he kills, it is considered transgression or violation, no? Violation of the dharma. In Nidrabhotanada, translation of Gakarlada, in Yasna, Valadagaladu, Nigurthaladu. Not necessary, eh? Krishna Prasad. Ardhavatandayanta. What about Ratnam and Prem Kumar, Murali? Adbuchalandayanu. So Prabhupada made a comment here, people who are animal killers, it is a problem if they live, it's a problem if they die. It's a problem if they live because they will increase their sinful activities. It is a problem if they die because from human platform, they will become degraded. Like we are human beings, and if we break the rules and regulations of civilized life, human beings, we don't fall in one category, all of us. Human beings are graded. No? We are all human beings, but we are all graded. Some people drink, smoke, eat meat, and consider sex as a pleasure. And then on the other hand, there are people who do gambling, and people who play cricket, or cheap entertainment clubs, and like that. And then there are other people who are interested in, not God, but they are interested in science, they are interested in arts, music, drama, no interest in God. And there are also people who follow whimsical dharma. They are following some dharma, but it is concocted dharma. It's not standard dharma. The people who worship demigods, people who consider God as nirakar, or people who worship man-made gods, they appear to be religious, but they are not. Somewhat, they are. And then they are also worshippers of Vishnu, but not with the understanding, Sakam Bhakta. They have some desires, and they worship Vishnu. He is not also a devotee. A devotee is not fruitive. Sakam Bhakta. So, if he is Sakam Bhakta, that means he is a qualified. He is not a properly situated, but there is some clause. Sakam. Yes, he has come to Krishna, that is good. But he has many, many desires. So, like this, in the society, you watch people, all sorts of people are there. It is very rare to find someone who is actually a bona fide devotee of the Lord. Bona fide devotee of the Lord means only when a person is trained by a bona fide spiritual master, then he will become a bona fide disciple. Bhaktas there are many, but we have to say bona fide bhakta. Bogus bhakta and bona fide bhakta. Bhakta, that is there. No? Bogus bhakta. No? Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, authorized commentaries and unauthorized. You cannot say, Swamiji, I read Bhagavad Gita. We have to ask, whose commentaries you read? Not that just you are reading Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, before I wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is, there are already 900 Bhagavad Gitas in the market. But because they are not bona fide, I am writing another Bhagavad Gita. He said, I am not writing, but I am representing Guru Parampara. When you speak, you have to say, I am writing Bhagavad Gita. Just like I write some article, and then who wrote this article? Like I asked them, you are Matajis, you are young girls, why don't you want to marry? You write an essay. then we'll see whether you understand. We want to know what is your spiritual status. You know, sometimes people come and want to join an ashram, like this lady sitting behind. No? It's good she doesn't understand English. So she wants to come and join. I said, why? Because my husband, he kicks me. You know, he chastises me. We always fight in the house. So I came out of the house. But that is not the reason to join the ashram. Such people will not stay for long. Because they are unhappy they came here. But they are not looking for God. So they cannot do all this tapasya here. They will go to some shop nearby and take coffee and come back here. Because that is their habit, tamogun. That's why they are getting, you know, why people take birth in such families. Now Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Why do some people take birth in very aristocratic families, very scholarly families, or in the family of yogis? It's a great fortune. From childhood you are getting good opportunities. But sometimes you take birth in such a family where father and mother are always fighting, and they are all very money-minded, sense gratifiers, selfish people. Even if you want to improve, just like Prahlad wanted to be a devotee, but Hiranyakasipu wanted him to be a politician. He wanted him to be a diplomat. No? He wanted him to be a materialist. No? Hiranyakasipu. So there is a clash of interest. No? So the point is, this King Prachina Barisat is killing animals unnecessarily. And he has no fear. That means he doesn't know the consequences. He is thinking, this is my money, I can drink, I can booze. This is my life, I want to live my life as I want. Everybody says, yeah, this is my life. I am free to do what I want in my life. But this is not your life. Krishna says, you are my part and parcel. A part and parcel is not independent. Part and parcel, the very meaning of part and parcel is that you are attached. We are not independent. You may say, it is my life, but Krishna is providing you light. Krishna is providing you heat. Krishna is providing you air. And you have to pay your taxes to him. And Krishna has created you. It's not that you are independent to born. So, the cause for your birth is Krishna. The cause for your maintenance is Krishna. And Krishna has created you with certain laws. You know, like we are in India. You cannot say, I am free. I don't care for laws of the land. No. You are free, that is true. But not to the degree that you can do anything. That's not allowed. No? So King Puranjan, Prabhupada told a story. Jivava Marova, the same thing, English translation. The animal killers, it is not good for them to live because they will do more nonsense. And it is bad for them to die, because they go to hellish life, which is very terrible. Anyone who is eating meat, anyone who is drinking and smoking, anyone who is gambling, anyone who is indulging in unnecessary sex life, all these people They are observed by Amaras. No? They are observed by so many witnesses. No? Sakshi. The sun god is a Sakshi. The wind god is a Sakshi. No? And more importantly, the Paramatma, who will never make mistake, is a witness. And there are 33 million demigods. 33 million demigods. These are unseen police. That is the nice arrangement of God. It looks like you are free, but you are not free. Because invisible, CCTV, closed circuit television, you know. Sometimes they do it, you know. When they suspect a person taking bribe and all that. So they put some CCTV. And it's, oh, nobody in the room. And then everything is recorded, you know. And then, so our everything, whatever we are thinking inside, that is also, it's not just your speech. Speech, everybody will know, you said like that. Your actions, yes, you did this. But thoughts, nobody can know what are my thoughts in my mind. What thoughts are going on in all of your minds? I don't know. But Krishna knows. No? Nobody can know. Only God knows. Only whether you are doing bhakti or not, only God knows. We may say that, no, Chandrasekhar is attending Mangalarti nicely, Guru Puja nicely. But we don't know what is in his mind, what he wants. From outside you can make a statement. It looks like he is a devotee. But is he a devotee or not? Because if he is really a devotee, you will never make a violation of rules and regulations. That means you are mentally a devotee, but by heart you are not a devotee. But actually heart has to change. You know? I say, I am sorry, but inside I have to do it again. No. What is that sorry? No. So, Prabhupada told this story. What is the story I told? Jivava Marova. There are many words like that. Punar Mushko Bhava. Ajagalasthana Nyaya. Ardha Matruka Nagna. Like so it's a hint, and then from that you develop your story, you know? Like Ardha Kukkuta Nyaya, many Prabhupada told many stories like that, and this is Jivava Marova. So what is the story? One time several families, they sent their children to Gurukul. One fellow is from Vaishya family, one fellow is from Brahmin family, one fellow is from royal family, and one fellow is from butcher's family. Because we have to give opportunity to everybody, and then you will decide. You cannot say everybody is nonsense. You train them. But if a person cannot take training, already the sudra, he has to be just controlled. He cannot have any leadership qualities. But if you are learning, yes, he has some leadership qualities. Depending on Brahminical leadership, Kshatriya leadership, Vaishya leadership. No leadership, just beat, chastise, control and get him to do work. Sudra. So these four people, they went to the Gurukul, and then they said, kindly, you bless our children. Every parent wants blessings for their children. No. The king's son first came. And, he came to know he is a prince. So he said, what blessing can I give you? Because you are going to live in a royal palace with a lot of opulence and pride and enjoying tendency. So if you have pride, enjoying tendency, a lot of wealth, your mind will be off track, because you are in such situation. So he said, because he doesn't want to waste his blessings. So he said, just you go on living. That's all, your good life. Okay, afterwards, there's a big risk. He did not say for sure. Very nice, go on living nicely, enjoy your life, go. The parents saying, all right, very nice. Then the second family came. He is from Brahmin family. Nice brahmachari. Not married yet. So he came. And then the Guruji said, oh, he's an innocent, nice boy. But he said, a grave blessing, he said, you die. Parents became, ah. Why he is saying? He said, enjoy your life, and he told our son, you die. What kind of blessing is this? Because the sage is seeing with a long term, long vision, foresightedness. Anyway, they wanted to wait. All right, let all the four boys take the blessings, and then we will ask him, why did he say like that? And the third boy, he came forward to the guru, and then he found out that he is from a devotee family. Devotee family. Then he said, Dirghayu, just you go on living. Long life. You live as long as you want. To one he said, you just die. To one he said, you live as long. And the king said, you just enjoy your life. All different blessings. And from the butcher's family, that boy came. And he said, I have no blessings for you. Oh, then they thought it was very anyai, injustice. All poor kids, same age, and then he is giving different blessings. Injustice. So anyai, anyai. Then the king explained. Sage explained. Why did he bless them in different ways? See, I blessed the king's son to enjoy, because afterwards his life will be gloomy because of his pride and enjoying tendencies. His next birth is going to be very risky. Unless he changes that, my blessings won't work. Just that's why we Vaishnavas, they don't give empty blessings. People come, Swamiji, you pat my son on his back, you put your hand on his head, you know, you bless him. No, Vaishnavas don't bless like that. Vaishnavas blessings come in the way of upadesh. They speak, please stop this, don't do like this, do like this. And if you follow it, you got the blessings. If you don't follow it, I may say, very nice, my boy, you should have all good days to come. Nothing will come. That's why they don't bless like that. You chant Hare Krishna and everything will be all right. You chant, then everything will be all right. But we don't give any empty blessings. Oh, your life should be very nice, very great. But it doesn't happen like that. So, because king's son, you will not stay in the Gurukul and you will be in aristocracy. So you will be spoiled. So I just said, whatever good time you can have now, afterwards very uncertain. And to the second child I said, just die soon. Because he's a Brahmin. No, he's not married. When you marry, you become very selfish because you have so many desires. You have many people. So, and you don't have as much money as you want. Then you have to do all malpractices. No. Why do people do malpractices? Because they have desires and they have so many responsibilities. But according to their karmas, they are not getting enough. So start doing wrong things. No. So the Brahmin boy is nice now. He is not married. If he dies now, because he has no sin attached to his life, directly he will go to a nice place. He doesn't have to go to Yamaraj. So I blessed him that you die immediately because you are very innocent and you are nice, truthful. You get a very good birth, maybe in Brahmalok, maybe in heavens. And to the third boy, devotee, that Dirghayu, Dirghayushman Bhava. Because for him it doesn't make any difference. He lives or dies. If he lives, he will earn more Hare Krishna. If he dies, he will take birth again in a much better family to improve his spiritual life again. Now, that is the beauty of spiritual path. You do little bhakti also, Krishna will give you another opportunity because you have attempted a right thing in life, so that will always be an asset for you, a permanent asset for you. And the fourth boy, Sudra, Jeevava Marova, that's what Narada Muni is saying. I cannot tell you to die, I cannot tell you to go on living, same thing. To the boy from butcher's family, the sage said, I have no blessings for you, because nothing will work. So point is, blessings means some nice words that will change our life. Blessings means some nice practice that will improve our mentality. That is called blessing. So people want, they don't want to change, they don't want to take trouble to improve their life, but they want everything to be all right. Will that be possible? They don't want to do any tapasya, and they don't want to change their thinking, but they want that everything nice should happen to them. Not possible, no? So that's why Vaishnavas, they will never give blessings like that. Vaishnavas are sober, Vaishnavas are sadhu, cutting means they don't spare anybody. They see, yeah, this man needs some proper instruction. Maybe he is collector. Maybe he is minister. Maybe he is very rich man. This is that. He is not living all right. He has no spiritual practice. Human life is specially meant for solving all problems. Not for material enjoyment. Not for temporary problems, not for worldly enjoyments, but this is called, bhakti is called hammer technique. Hammer technique. No. Hammer is considered a very gross instrument. Hammer you just break. So bhakti will completely destroy your material life. Not that you become a wealthy man, not that you enjoy your life. Now it will completely finish your life. No more material enjoyment. No more worldly life. It is the hammer. Finish. But people want to stay here and enjoy their life. but they cannot. So that's why sadhus don't give any material blessings. No matter you come, Swamiji, give me blessings that I become a doctor. So give me blessing that I make good money in my business. We tell them, you chant Hare Krishna, you'll get it. But actually it finishes. They will lose interest in their education. They will lose interest in money. If anybody goes on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we tell people, oh, you want to become M.Tech? Why? You chant Hare Krishna and your intelligence will you start chanting. And one day you'll come and say, I don't like this word. What is the use of this M.Tech when it cannot save me from old age and death? If your M.Tech cannot save you from old age and death, what is yours? If your money cannot save you from old age and death, so why do you want money? Why do you want M.Tech? If you chant Hare Krishna without money, M.Tech, you can still eat. No? Like he doesn't have money, he doesn't have M.Tech, but he's also eating nicely. Because Hare Krishna. No? So, here Narada Muni is not leaving King Prachinabarhi in darkness. Narada Muni is expertly cutting the illusions, cutting the ignorance. Our soul is covered with, embedded in so many layers of ignorance and passion. So a guru will come and chop, cut. No? And then slowly you will know what is actually real enjoyment. How you can really live a dignified, great life. No? So that's why people say, you marry. That is all right at some stage. But marriage is not the goal of life. Marriage is not goal of life. You marry, and then there is divorce. You marry, and then there is death. You marry, and miserable. So actually you marry so that you have some security and you are in this world, you are comfortable. So endlessly, if you just, this is called quoting scripture out of context. Prabhupada also preached. What did Prabhupada preach? Prabhupada said, you try to understand spiritual life and you practice. And if you understand and you have attracted spiritual life, you don't have to go for marriage. If you don't have spiritual life, you go for it. So it is not that because everybody is marrying, you also marry. Not like that. But people just quote, Rama got married, Krishna got married. Nonsense, you know. Quoting like devils, you know. So, when you are giving instructions, everybody is not the same. Someone is in ignorance. You have to tell them something. Somebody is in passion. You have to tell them something else. Somebody is in goodness. Then you have to tell them, become transcendental. When somebody is in ignorance, all the time lazy, sleeping and drinking and like that, oh, why don't you just work? Why don't you do something? When somebody is working all day, now why you are working all day? Why don't you get some knowledge and understand how to have a balanced life? So instructions are changing. And when somebody is living a nice life, this and why don't you understand what is spiritual life and try to get out of this world? No? Things like that. So Narada Muni is very expertly, now we'll see in the end, King Prachinabarhi from Karmakanda, from being a materialist, he comes to the point of giving up his family life, hand it over to grown-up children, and he just go to the forest. In the beginning he was doing Karmakanda to have dharma, ardha, kama and moksha, But after listening to Narada Muni, a hammer blow to dharma, ardha, kama and moksha, only spiritual life. So our scriptures have two levels of instruction. One is people who are hell-bent, people who are very attached. To them you tell them, follow certain religiosity, dharma, ardha, kama, moksha. But people who are willing to discuss and question and want to understand what has to be done actually, then it is something else. You have to become a devotee of Krishna. So there is what is called bodily dharma and there is what is called real dharma. So both look like all right. But real dharma is eternal, always. Always. It's not dependent on time, place, person. It is your real life. That is called real dharma. So chanting Hare Krishna, once you come to that, we should not try to tell those people. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, Kishore, why don't you go back? You have a big MCA degree, why don't you go and work in some factory? Nonsense. You are already doing the best thing. And unsolicited advice. As you know, oh, you are a young man, you are very educated, is this the time for you to become like this? Work in a factory, go to America. He doesn't know anything about real happiness. So you have to deal with every person according to their modes of material nature. That is the point. According to their nature, you engage them. No? Suppose somebody cannot understand all these things. All right, Prabhuji, you clean the room. Prabhuji, can you help in cutting the vegetables? Because he cannot follow all these things. But you can still engage him in Krishna's service. No? Say everybody. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions?